This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you take, you know, to listen to the show. Maybe write me an email. Some of you write me emails. Some of you send me messages, so I do appreciate it. And, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, especially if you really want to irritate somebody, tell your unloved ones about it. The ones that are so far left that I would probably make an eyeball pop. And frankly, I'm probably not as right as some of you listening. But I'm considered extreme. Isn't that great? Anyway, I'll wear that with pride. It's okay. Oh, there's that word again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on up on the website. Smarter people than I, there's a chat room, a live as opposed to a dead chat room, a live chat room that hangs off the website, therealside.com. Let's get on it. I've been dying to do this for a couple days now. And... okay, and it is amazing to me, you heard me talking about it in the first hour, it is amazing to me that the legislators, the ones that we elect, the ones that are supposed to be protecting us, don't really even care about us. It's easy to prove, it's not that hard, but they don't even care about us. And I've got some clips and some, you know, I mean, it's a long, there'll be long ones at times. But you've got to hear these people. You've got to hear their hearts. You've got to hear what these people are going through. And again, our legislators don't care. As you heard in the first hour, they're more concerned. Can you imagine if you went in as a felon or what have you to buy a gun, they would be all over you like white on rice. It would be a big deal. It would be, you know, what an idiot you are, how nasty you are, all this other stuff. And then illegals go in, and the Dems go, no, we shouldn't prosecute them. We shouldn't turn them in. We shouldn't tell on them. The Dems don't, now think about this. The Dems don't want the illegals picked up until they commit a crime. Now just let that simmer for a second. It doesn't get it much dumber than this. Before we go into that story, though, I want to touch on this one. This is a big deal to me. YouTube has decided that inappropriate comments could result in a video being demonetized. Well, that's funny. Too late. Right, Tammy?
Yeah.
Our videos were demonetized. I think it was the August of 2017. We had 2,800 videos that were demonetized because we weren't in line with community standards. Whatever they use. But now they've come up with an actual, policy. Now remember who owns YouTube? It's Google, right? And it announced that inappropriate comments left by others could result in your video becoming demonetized. And really, there's a lot of people. Think about something. We had 2,800 videos. Let's say on half of them, on almost half of them, I made a dollar a month. And that didn't take many views to do that. That would mean $1,500 a month gets wiped out in a heartbeat. Because they don't just demonetize that one. When they start to roll, and they're watching you, and they have their eyes on you, you're done in a short period of time. After a mother complained on Twitter that YouTube had demonetized videos of her son doing gymnastics, YouTube replied, "Hi there," for reference over the past few days. "We've taken a number of actions to better protect the YouTube community from content that endangers minors. With regard to actions that we've taken in your video, is it suitable for advertisers?" That was mine. I thought that was hilarious. Remember that? We were getting them and going, "We find that your videos are not suitable for advertisers." They were suitable for my advertisers. They were fine with them.
They're still advertising on ours.
No, they are.
I know.
Right. We're not getting any money for it. So, you know, it's just amazing. But that was the part I thought was really funny. Not suitable for advertisers. They're advertising. Mine were fine with them. In response to the mother then claiming that she moderates the comments under videos, YouTube added, "Just to be super clear," and that is not an AI response. I'm sure it doesn't use super clear. "Just to be super clear, we're not saying anything is wrong with the actual video, and thank you for doing a great job in moderating the comments section. These recent actions are due to an abundance of caution related to the content that may endanger minors. Not all channels do moderate, and we've had to take aggressive approach at more products." So when you do the right thing, you're going to be punished for it because of every other Maroney on the channel or on the program. YouTube's announcement that comments would now could lead to demonetization prompted heavy criticism of YouTube content creators. Many of them, it used to be, I won't say easy, but it used to be better. On YouTube, you could make money, you got a lot of videos, you get a lot of comments, and it's funny, when you go back and look at our early videos, when we had 18, 20, 25, 30,000 views pretty quickly on a video, right, and you see some of the comments made, you can tell who the trolls are. They had it going on back then. Talk more about the dictatorship known as YouTube, and I'm going to prove that Nancy, Elizabeth Warren, Waters, and more, including Kamala Harris, they just hate Americans. That's the only thing I can think of. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T, at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Come on, you gotta love the horns, right? Joe Bettine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being on it, being part of it, and just wanting to engage. You know, I don't care who's in the chat room, who calls in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As long as you're respectful, you want to talk, and you have real questions, you're not just trying to put somebody down. Right? Seriously. Anyway, we were talking about, I'm finishing up with YouTube. I'd love to be able to be finished with them in total. That's why we use, you know, we use Vimeo. We use Vimeo. And the nice thing about Vimeo is, first of all, it's higher quality than YouTube. And it's, with Vimeo, once you pay for it, and we have paid for it, when you pay for it, they can't take you down. I mean, you have to be really nasty. You have to do some pretty dumb and stupid stuff for them to actually be able to take you down. But they don't watch every little word you say. So that's why we have to watch what we do and where we are. Facebook is the same way. We have been taken down 3 times for Facebook. We haven't done anything wrong. We've never had, that I'm aware of, unless they can show me, but we've never had postponed because we were something hateful that we said. We usually pulled something when people got nasty and bad and posted something, we pulled it down. Anyway, so like I started to say, this woman had her, this was a new thing. We've been seeing it happen as conservatives for a long time. But YouTube told the mother the reason she pulled the kid's videos down, or video down, and demonetized it, was because of the comments that other people made. You can't control other people. If we could, we'd be working on Pelosi big time, wouldn't we? And the other ones. So anyhow, this is why when you hear guys like me asking you to donate, if you head over to my website, therealside.com, there's a donate button on there, $10 a month, $5 a month, a one-time gift of $5,000, whatever you want to do, helps out the show. Because, again, as I explained to you, if you have 3,000 videos up there, even if you made a buck, and it's not that hard to make a buck per video on views and such, a buck a month off each one of them, that's $3,000 a month. Let's say only half of them earn you a buck. That's still $1,500 a month. That's not bad. So now you have people going through, looking at the comments on YouTube and deciding which ones are nasty, which ones are hateful, and which ones you're responsible for. And now you respond, even though this woman, and they openly said to her, you've done a great job at moderating your channel. However, we're going to paint with a broad brush. Because everybody else is an idiot, we're going to include you in that. And wipe you out as well. Isn't that cool? It's just wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, you would think, and if some of you know, I'm an elected official in my area. No, I'm not a dog catcher, but pretty close. For a school board. And I don't ask people when they want to meet with me or they want to call me, they want me to help them with something. I don't say, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you declined the state? Are you here legally? I don't ask any of those questions. Really, the only question I have is your kid even in my school district? And then we'll talk. And that's how I approach it. And that's how I have friends that are in government, elected officials, that's how they approach it. We have gotten so divided, so nasty, so hateful. When I say we, I'm not going to include the Republicans because I can't find any that won't see you, that don't care about you. Now, recently, a bunch of moms, they tried to see Nancy Pelosi, they tried to see Kamala Harris, they tried to see Elizabeth Warren, and the leaders of the PACs going into those offices were actually constituents of that congresswoman. So wouldn't you, if you're in Pelosi's area, wouldn't you expect to be able to see your legislator? Right? Be able to set an appointment with them? Because I'll tell you what, election time, they'll set an appointment with you, fine. They'll come out to your church, your club, whatever. So I started watching this. And I started thinking, wow, it's 55 minutes long. So I can't, but I can play bits and pieces of it. And I want you to hear the angst in these parents' voices. I want you to hear just how nasty it is. That they won't see them. They won't deal with them. It's actually quite disgusting. So you have a bunch of people that decide to go up, Democrats. Most of these people are Democrats. They're going in, and they're wanting to talk to their legislator. They brought pictures of their kids. And every one of these parents, their child, their children, someone in their life, have been killed by an illegal. But they don't want to hear it. Pelosi doesn't want to hear it. Harris doesn't want to hear it. One of the parents, I wish we got a picture of it, but one of the parents noted that what was going on was that there were actually pictures and slogans and other things like that about Dreamers. What do you think of that? Right? About Dreamers.
He actually was trapped in his body.
And how do you proudly, as a congresswoman, a congressperson, whatever, how do you proudly display pictures of Dreamers, pictures of people here illegally, and don't care a squat about American citizens that have been killed by illegals? You can't even, they don't even have the human decency, which is what they would complain about with us. They don't even have the human decency to see these people. Spend a few minutes with these people. They won't even do that. I don't get it. I will never get it. Sorry. Because you should be able to see, be able to see whatever. Any one of your constituents, anytime they come in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And get ready. Get out your Kleenex, as they say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after North Carolina officials ordered a do-over, Democrat Dan McCready tells supporters in Charlotte Friday the decision was a surprise.
What can I say? It looks like we're getting a new election.
McCready trailed Republican Mark Harris by a slim margin in the November general election. The North Carolina Board of Elections ordered the new election after election fraud was discovered in Bladen County. The president of Ukraine Friday strongly endorsed President Donald Trump's leadership and the way he handles Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Fox News, America's newsroom, President Petro Poroshenko said the U.S. administration clearly understands the possible danger of Putin. Putin has said Russia is militarily ready for a Cuban missile-style crisis if the U.S. wants one, and has threatened to place hypersonic nuclear missiles on ships or submarines near U.S. territorial waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your
world. We are back.
Like the 4th of July.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you part of the conversation. And if you think it'll help any of your friends, I know some of them probably want to kill you after they see it, but if you think this will help any of your friends, I want you to get them. Get them. Tell them to listen. Tell them to pay attention. Because I don't understand how these people get away with this. I really don't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's take a listen. Now, these group of people have gone, and they're not violent. They're not trying to be nasty. They're not trying to be hateful. They just want to be heard. I find that's true with most people that want to complain to, you know, government officials. They just want to be heard. They want to know you give a crud. Take a listen. Yeah, it helps when you have the sound on, right? Yeah, unmute.
Meet with you.
I got nothing. I got my knowledge. Did anybody get a response?
No.
No, I actually
did.
Response.
Oh, you did?
I did.
And what was the response?
Sorry, no time to meet with you.
I got nothing. I heard crickets.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Your son lived in...
He was a constituent. Oh, yeah, and I let them know that. He was a constituent of Speaker Pelosi's district.
Not to be rude, but, you know, if he's dead now, he probably still is voting for Pelosi.
They didn't care.
Sir, how did you lose your son?
He was coming home from law school one night in San Francisco, and illegal alien ran him over. Actually ran him over three times. He drove over him, and then he backed up trying to flee and drove over him a second time and then went forward a third time. time, and that time somebody stood in front of his car and he stopped, but his rear tire was on my son's abdomen.
Oh, my.
So, welcome to San Francisco.
Yeah, welcome to San Francisco. Right? It's not, it's becoming, forgive me, but it's becoming the slum by the bay. When you beautiful city, beautiful city. But when you allow this kind of thing to go on, it's terrible. It's just bad.
And what happened to the driver?
He was charged with vehicular homicide, hit and run. The preliminary hearing judge dropped it to vehicular manslaughter. He got convicted, was sentenced to 6 months in jail, and was released after 43 days.
Trying to flee the scene of an accident. Hit and run, trying to flee the scene of an accident. Because he was here illegal to begin with. And he got 43 days for taking a human life. 43 days. The Democrats love you, don't they?
And then my congressman at the time was Henry Waxman. He wasn't particularly helpful, but he did contact USCIS because I went to see him and said, I want the guy detained and deported when he gets out. And the response back was, this is not from Waxman, this is from USCIS, he's not going to be deported because he's only committed, and this is an exact quote, one crime of moral turpitude.
One crime of moral turpitude. Right? So, they're not going to deport him. He killed somebody, and they're not going to deport him. I would love to look through the records and see how many tax-paying American citizens got away with 43 days in a slammer for something like this.
And it took me 8 months. I finally did get him deported, but that's not what I should have to do.
Think about that. We have to fight for them to enforce the law.
And as far as I know, he's back in Honduras, but he could have come back. Who knows?
If you had the chance to speak to Speaker Pelosi today, what would be your message to the Speaker?
You know, my message is, why are you doing what you're doing? Why don't you care about American citizens? Why are you more concerned about illegal aliens? But I'd really want to hear her. I mean, I want to hear what her excuse is for doing. I mean, she's been a congresswoman for 31 years, and she's done absolutely nothing to help the situation. She's made it worse.
31 years. Now, they have talked in the past about fixing it. They've talked in the past about what they need to do to make it work, that illegals shouldn't be coming over. I mean, the Democratic Party has said this is the wrong thing. We shouldn't be allowing this to happen. We need to find a way to stop it. But apparently, they really don't need to find a way to stop it. It's all okay. It must be. They're allowing it to happen. They could stop it. And then you saw this piece of crap bill they put forward for the president to sign, which basically, really and honestly, wouldn't stop anybody. It really wouldn't. So she doesn't care about these people. Come on. Let it sink in. She really doesn't care about these people. You know, here's a guy who's lost his son, and she's got nothing to say. Excuse me. I just don't get it. These people vote them in. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And again, there were people going through here all day long with them. And I think this woman, let me see, I got another, there's a woman coming up right now. Hold on.
Yes, Don Rosenberg, Donrosenberg.
And your son's name, spell your son's name?
Drew, D-R-E-W.
If you could speak to Pelosi, what would you say?
I could speak to her. Well, that would be just a treat and a joy, wouldn't it? I would like to tell her that this is real. It's not anything manufactured, you know.
Yeah, that's the other irritant. This is manufactured. So all these, you know, when kids get shot up at a school, The Dems go on their high horse, their high moral garbage horse, Trojan horse, and they talk about how bad it is, that these are real lives, real people that were shot and killed, that these people had families, they had people who loved them. They'll never see them again. They won't come home again. And it's all Donald Trump and the Republicans' fault because they won't get stricter gun laws. Well, we have strict gun laws all over the place, but that's beside the point. But now you have a large group of parents across the country, and a large in her office right now. And this could, I won't say easily be stopped, but definitely it could be easily slowed down tremendously. And what do we got? Bupkis. They won't even come out and talk. That's why I say they're cowards.
Why won't you come on here and speak with us? Why won't you give us an explanation? You know, give us your stance on why you're taking the hard stance you are. You know, all we want to do is sit down, talk with you, give us some answers. Explain to us. We want our children's lives not to be in vain. You know, she's working for us. You know, it's time she does her job.
No, lady, you got that wrong. Just ask her. She's not working for us. She knows better. They all know better than us. Just ask them. They make the decisions. They make the decisions based on. Remember, we have a representative government. Good or bad, a blessing or a curse, we have a representative government, which means the people we elect to go to these offices are supposed to have the same values that we have. They're supposed to represent us and our values. But they don't. They move in. They get in there. And then nobody ever votes them out. That fellow that you heard from before was a lifelong Democrat. That's right. He said two or three times during the interview, he was a lifelong Democrat. He doesn't know what happened. Where did his party go? What have they done or not done for him? And this woman's in a lot of pain, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more of these short little interviews coming up. Just be horrified. I want you to be as horrified as I was. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Hey, there you go. Go ahead, Ayo.
We are back.
Yeah.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. You know, I know you have, you know, a choice of what, 36,000 other shows out there that you could be watching, and I appreciate very much that you've chosen this one. I think it shows how high your IQ is, but hey, teach his own, you know what I mean? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So we've been playing a clip from Breitbart. And in the clip, a group of women have gone to, now these aren't Trump-loving people necessarily, but they're asking Pelosi, Harris, Waters, Warren, why won't they meet with them? Why won't they talk with them about this issue? I want you to hear, I'm playing some of these out, because I want you to hear how they don't care. Those Democrat Congress people, that have, most of them have been in there forever, with the exception of Harris, she's caught on only after a couple of years. Not even a couple of years. She's been there less than a year. So, you know, good for her, I guess. She, now she knows how to tune you. She got 6 years to ignore you. Isn't that wonderful? They don't care about you. And you Dems who vote D for D's sake, this is your fault. Would probably help if I put the volume on, wouldn't it?
Our babies from us. Enough is enough. Come out from behind your walls. Come and be woman enough to face us, parents.
How was she taken from you?
She was hit and killed head-on by a drunk driving illegal alien. Four prior DUI convictions. Driving a company concrete truck. No driver's license.
Wow, so he was driving for a concrete company with a concrete truck. No driver's license. Isn't this great? Can you imagine if this was my business and I was the owner and it was an Anglo legal licensed driver, they would own my company. These people would own my company, and if I was drunk, I'd be in jail somewhere.
Previous deportations, he kept coming back. His final offense, fourth DUI, he spent a year in jail for, was deported, and he came back like 3 months later and killed my baby.
And was he arrested? What happened to him?
It was hit and run. He took off. He was, like I said, he was driving a company vehicle, so they were able to track him down through the vehicle, the employer, and they found him up the road. He ran up the road about a couple miles and was sitting on the side of the road in hiding, and they, the sheriffs of San Diego in the town of Ramona, recognized this monster and that they had previous run-ins with him before, so he was known up there in the county. And
here we have known criminals. We have people that are known to break, they don't have any regard for the law whatsoever, and yet we're still going to do nothing about it. I'm telling you, we're still going to do nothing about it. You watch. When does it stop? I'll tell you when it stops. And not that our Republicans are much better, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, we are much better. Much better. But it stops when you Democrats, like this poor woman here, when you finally decide that they've done nothing for you, to Trump's immortal words when he was talking to the black community, he said, you've been voting for them for 60 years, give me a chance, what have you got to lose? And as you see now, they have everything to gain. They have a hard time with it because they've been so used to voting a certain way. What have you got to lose? Now, what I love is when I talk to my Democrat friends, which is really, really discouraging, and I talk about some of the wonderful things going on since Trump became president, every one of the positive things is because of Obama. When you notice, so let's show you how much of a liars they are, how disingenuous they are. When the stock market starts to take a dive, when it goes down, that's because of Trump. Something he tweeted, something he said, something he did, some policy he has. When the market goes up and things are going well, it's because of something Obama put in place over 3, 4, 5 years ago. Quantitative easing was one of the worst things that ever happened to the market. I say that because there's no way for the market to reset the way it's supposed to naturally when the government is propping up the market, which is exactly what was done under Barack Obama. They kept propping the market up. So there was a false sense of strength. I heard economist after economist after economist say the same thing. Say, you may see global economy slowing down. You're seeing some global economies falter, but we're doing okay. The market is not a 100% indicator of how the economy's doing. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it has everything in the world to do with the technology. Sometimes it doesn't. Take a listen.
This is San Diego, and that's how, you know, that's how they were able to know who they knew who they were looking for. They had, you know, the helicopter up, and thank God they caught him, because I'm sure he would have disappeared into the cracks like many, many others do.
Using Speaker Pelosi's name in your answer, what would be your message to her if she does come out?
Here we go. Take a listen. This woman is a Democrat.
to speak to you today?
Ms. Pelosi, please. We are here pouring our hearts out here in Washington, D.C. It's time you come. Listen to us. Hear our stories. See the this is nothing manufactured. Our lives have been destroyed by something that is totally preventable. It's time. Please take care of the American citizens. Listen to us. You work for us. Come. Come out here.
I keep telling you, they don't work for us. Just ask her. She'll tell you. They could care less. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. They could care less. Pelosi doesn't see anything she's doing. There's nothing wrong. They're in it. They know better. That's the scary part. Here's another mom who had a run-in with Elizabeth Warren. Love this one. I really do. Listen carefully to what she has to say.
American citizens. Our children need to be protected. Other innocent Americans need to be protected. All these deaths were preventable.
When you tried to interact with Senator Warren, what happened? You used Senator Warren's name in your answer.
So Senator Warren refused to meet with us when we were here to see her. We did speak with one of her aides. But she refused to speak with us, and ironically, while we were meeting with her aide, we saw her walk past the window on our door.
And what happened in the hallway when you saw the picture?
So Don Rosenberg, who you just spoke to, he was going up a stairwell carrying a picture like this of his son, and he saw Senator Warren, and he said, "Oh, Senator Warren, this is my dreamer." And she turned around and smiled, and he said, "And he was killed by an illegal alien." And then her smile turned to a frown, and she said, "Oh, I'm very sorry." He said, "No, you're not sorry." And she said, "You don't know what I'm thinking." And you know, she stormed away.
She stormed away because she couldn't say anything. She couldn't respond to that. If you're so sorry, if you feel so bad about it, then do something about it. And doing something isn't making it easier for illegals to come here and stay here. Is it making it easier so that when they try to buy a gun illegally, that they get to go to jail and stop picking on the American citizen? That's what you...
That's what she thinks of our children that are killed by illegal aliens. But yet if a dreamer walked into her office, I'm sure she would find time to accommodate them.
Oh, they had a poster right here signed by dreamers. It was by... They were wearing a shirt on that poster that's now behind the desk. And it says undocumented and proud right on their shirt. And it was signed by a few of the dreamers. I saw it and they removed it real quick.
Do we see any angel families displayed in the...
No, not. Not at all. My message is, this is my only child.
So, that's great. They won't see the angel families, right? They won't see the families of the victims that were killed by those illegals. But those same illegals can have shirts that they, you know, what was that? Illegal and proud of it, or undocumented and proud of it? Wow. You know, I should walk around with shirts for every day of the week. Speeder and proud of it. What do you think, right? What else? I don't think of a whole bunch of things you could put on a shirt that's illegal. Why don't we go all the way with it, right? Pedophile, I'm proud of it. You know, I mean, seriously. Raper, and proud of it. Now, some of you are going to take that to say I'm saying all those people are that, those things. I'm not. The law is the law is the law. You break the law, you break the law, period. You know, and, it's, and again, what's amazing to me... These poor people have been through so much. You can't even take the time to sit with them. You can't take the time, take a few minutes to sit with them. And look, they want to be heard. You'd score brownie points galore. All they want to be is heard. What is so tough about that? 855-REAL-JOE. Let that sink in. 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. You know, a lot more coming up here. We've got a lot to talk about. The California. More California. Tax, tax, and more tax. They can't get away from the taxes. They can't control their spending. And they don't care. Roman Senior Host, you listen to The Real Side. Come on back and have the same fun I'm having. We'll be back in a bit.